The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Good afternoon, Europe. Good afternoon, world. And also, good afternoon to everybody in the United Kingdom and listening to us across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest. I am your host, Kieran Tuttiet, and welcome to our regular Sunday afternoon trip to the Eurovision Song Contest. Song from Avetia Mokoucian, who represented Armenia at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, she got a very respectable 7th place. And Avetia's new single is entitled Hars, which means bride in English, and showcases traditional Armenian elements and particularly celebrates the different variety of Armenian dances with papri, papuri, yeah, being one of the types of Armenian dances. And the dance itself involves clapping while striking the ground with your heels and soles, which helps to prevent any evil or negative energy. Well, there you go. I'm sure she would be wonderful at a yoga class, don't you think? Yes, the gorgeous and wonderful and legs to die for, I must say, Aveta Mokuchian from Armenia. Right. Wow. Great song to start us off, don't you think? And we're going to head over to another new entry. It was a new release back in June, so it's probably not really that new. But this is a beautiful cover of a Eurovision entry from the 93 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, a little bit of a spoiler alert, we're going to have a special look at the 1993 Eurovision pre-selection round, i.e. a semi-final, for Eastern European countries, a little bit later on in the show. Obviously, we'll have our special Eurovision's Rob's Random Request, of course, and Live and Kicking coming up very soon. But yes, on our next song is a cover of a Eurovision entry from the 93 Eurovision Song Contest, and it's a Danish entry, okay? Now, it's been covered by Johanna from Iceland. Now, Johanna obviously came second for Iceland at the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Is It True? Oh, what a wonderful song that is too, anyway. But Johanna has covered Denmark's entry 93 from Tommy Seebach. Yes, now I'm going to try and pronounce it in Danish, the original title in Danish. So it's called Under Stadia Para Himlen. Sagu am I? That's how it goes anyway. But Johanna's covered it in Icelandic, and it's so beautiful, this. Gotta share it with you now. So, with, oh, I'm going to try and pronounce it now, but this is going to be really, really scary. Honestly, it's called Undre Stadrin Bututrum Himini. Okay, so anyway, this is Johanna covering Denmark's 1993 Eurovision entry.
Tilli mér á rúmstokkin hjá þér og þú hlærðu mér og heimurinn hans staldra við stund er ég lít þig á þú kúrið þarna ofuróleg og virkar svo ótrúlega smá með bláu augun þín
silver sea of moonlight. Magic fills the night, melodies alight when I'm dreaming. Dreaming, dreaming how I love this nowhere feeling. Round and round I go, shadows soft and low when I'm dreaming. You can sail on any ocean, dream an easy melody. Moonlight magic shines so gently. Moonlight magic harmony. Time slips away in silence, and daylight steals across my silver sea. Goodbye dreaming in the moonlight. Goodbye. Sleepy wake up to reality.
Ireland 1995 there, that's Eddie Friedel with Dreamin' here on the Eurovision Showcase, yes. And that was the Irish entry after previously Ireland winning it three times on a trot, 92, 93 and 94 of course. Linda Martin, Niamh Kavanagh and Paul Harrington and Charlie McGettigan, of course, yes. Now we're going to head over to a song from this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2016, and it comes from Azerbaijan, or Azerbaijan, from Baku, yes. As we cannot stop saying, from the wonderful Linda Woodruff. So it's Samra with Miracle here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
You got in my head, boy, like a song that I kept on singing all alone, but the radio stopped to play long ago, long ago. Guess I've had enough, boy. Guess I'm done. Like a burning fire, now it's gone. Thought I saw myself in you. I made a mistake. There's nothing to say.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian, and I'm from Australia, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
We are, that's Andorra 2005 there. That was Marion van der Waal with the song La Marinda Interior, which means the inner look, sung in Catalan for Andorra, yes, 2005. Well, earlier on in the week, we received an email from a listener called Keith Robinson from Canada. Yes, and many listeners may know him as the Mountie. Yeah, right. And he sent us a question saying, I know Celine Dion was a winner 1 year, but what other notable North American participants were there? And as a fan of the, are you okay with non-Europeans competing? Well, do you know what, Keith? That is a fantastic question. Do you know, I don't have an issue with it really so much. I mean, already at the moment, we have a country like Australia participating in the Eurovision Song Contest, which, again, doesn't really make sense. But for the brand of Eurovision to spread around the world, it is actually quite a good thing and make it much more of a grandiose, spectacular show. And actually probably meaning a bit more to the musical industry. And my wish, obviously, here in the United Kingdom is that we end up taking it a little bit more seriously than what we have been doing in recent years. So I hope and pray for that. But like, we had Katrina and the Waves, and now Katrina is originally from the United States, and she represented the UK in 97 and obviously went on to win it with the song Love Shine a Light, and that's become a huge hit right over Europe at the time. I mean, people in gospel choirs and churches still sing it as a hymn to this day. It's incredible to even think that. But yes, like you say, Celine Dion, originally from Quebec, Represented Switzerland at the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest and won with the song Ne partez pas sans moi. And, I mean, it's fantastic, really. I mean, that song, it's one of my favourite Eurovision songs of all time. And Celine Dion is probably my favourite singer of all time, too. So there's no doubt about it. But as a fan, for non-Europeans participating in the Eurovision Song Contest, it happens almost every year. I mean, Germany in 2006, they sent Texas Lightning with an Australian front singer and went on to... Didn't do particularly too well. I came 15th, if I believe, in 2006. So, honestly, at the end of the day, there isn't an issue. And I don't think a majority of Eurovision fans, necessarily would have an issue with that either. So, thank you very much, guys. Again, if you want to get in contact with the show, please do. You can tweet me at ESC Showcase. Also, like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on your Facebook search engine and like our page. We're very much appreciated. It is now time for this. Rob's Random Request. When that music starts up, you know it's time for the Rob's Random Request. Yes, as many of you guys know, my partner Rob gets to pick a year out of random, and then we pick a country out of random, we glue them together, and we find out what song we're going to play randomly on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, we're heading over to the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest, and Rob picked out Portugal. Yes, Portugal came 18th with 43 points that year in the grand final. And the singer is called Filipa Azevedo. And the song is called Hadassa Sim. Now, the song wasn't the favourite going into the national final. And back in the day, I was watching the Portuguese national final like a hawk back then, because there was lots of fantastic songs. In particular, Cantor por Mim for Catarina Pereira was there, and she was the overall Eurovision fan favourite. A wonderful song. We played it many times here on the Eurovision Showcase. But no, Filipa Azevedo and the Portuguese jury, at the end of the day, picked this to go to Oslo in Norway and represent Portugal. So there we are. It happened. And it qualified in fourth place in its semi-final with 89 points, which is pretty incredible for Portugal. So congratulations to them. Anyway, so Portugal, 2010. It's Filipa Azevedo, Hadassa Sim, which in English means there are days like these. This is Rob's random request for this week.
Há dias assim que nos deixam só. Alma vazia, a mágoa na voz. Gastamos as mãos, tanto as apertamos. Já não há palavras, foi de tanto as calarmos. Há uma canção que não te cantei, versos por arrimar. Pôs assim a vida rasgada, quem te me roubou uma alma, mas de ti não sabe nada. Há dias assim, não há que esconder, se a palavra. Amar ou sofrer, ocultar sentidos, fingir que não há. Há dias perdidos entre cá e lá. Há uma canção
Birgitta Hogdal, Segu me alt. Open your heart. Iceland's 2003 Eurovision Song Contest entry, and that is still probably my favourite Eurovision song of all time. And I must admit, I mean, it's really close between Iceland 2003 and France 2002. It is so close. I can't pick. Right, it's now time for this. Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, it is now time for the Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday, the 25th of September, 2016. It has been reported that Austria are to use an internal selection for their participant in the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 in Kiev, Ukraine. ESCtoday.com reports that ORF will use an internal selection to decide their representative for the 62nd edition of the Eurovision Song Contest. ORF has not publicly confirmed that they are selecting their entrant internally, but Austria last used as internal selection in 2014 when Conchita Wurst was selected with the song Rise Like a Phoenix, and Conchita went on to bring the country's second victory. Montenegro has confirmed that they will participate in the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest, as well as cute little Belarus. Now, 3 months after winning the Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm back in May, the music video for Jamala's winning song, 1944, has officially been released on Thursday. The music video was directed by Anatoly Shashenko and videoed by Nikita Kuzmenko, who has filmed Jamala's Confused music video. Yes, her song, Confused. The music video was filmed in a disused military base in western Ukraine. It's quite interesting to see. Now, in a relatively shocking move, Azerbaijan's head of delegation, Tamilia Sharianova, has been dropped as head of delegation for Azerbaijan. Liechtenstein's television broadcaster says lack of funding has restricted them to make a debut in the Eurovision Song Contest. And it's been reported that TVR, the Romanian state broadcaster, has tried to enter Eurovision again. Yeah, that's for next year. And I mean, it confuses me, this news story, because to be honest, they've got a lot of money to pay back to the EBU before they do that. And it's quite a lot of million pounds and francs and euros, etc. Obviously, that they have to pay back to the EBU because they haven't been paying their Eurovision subscription, Romania, since 2007. So, yes, they need to do that. So, to be honest with you, I don't expect to see Romania next year, which is obviously a shame, but it means probably that Moldova won't qualify for Eurovision again next year. Ooh. Anyways, but that's your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tassiet, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I can now reveal that the winner and the UK representative for Eurovision 2016 is Joe and Jake.
Join us as the Eurotrip team bring you the latest news, music and general loveliness from the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think we've got to commit to this. I knew we both really wanted to, and here we are today, living the dream. We're just working so hard, doing everything we can for Eurovision.
For reviews, views and everything you need to know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
It's going to be incredible. Hope we make you all proud.
The countdown to Eurovision.
This is the Eurotrip.
And Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
All kinds of everything reminds me of...
Hello, this is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Everything reminds me of you.
Yes, guys, it's time for Live and Kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase. And just in a few moments, we will be taking an in-depth look at the pre-selection show, semi-final, of the Eurovision 1993. Yes, which not many people knew about. But we're obviously going to have now our Live and Kicking. And this is part of the show when we play a live rendition of a Eurovision Song Contest song here live on Forest FM. And we're heading over to the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest, and it's the Slovakian entry. It's amazing. I can't believe this has only got 23rd place with only 8 points. And those whole 8 points came from Croatia. So God bless you, Croatia, for saving Slovakia. But this song was beautiful and well sung. We're going to hear it now. It's amazing. It's from Katrina Haspova. And it's called Molitba. So Slovakia, 1998. And we get a lovely, cheeky rendition of a little bit of commentary, shall I say, from Sir Terry Wogan, the late, great Sir Terry Wogan.
Slovakia is next, and jewellery is the theme. Most of the jewellery made in Britain today is produced in Birmingham's Jewellery Quarter. Well worth a visit if you're here. This is an original jewellery workshop preserved as a working museum. Now, Katarina Hasprova, a handsome woman, will be singing the Slovakian entry. It was written by Gabriel Dušik and Anna Weperjofa. Call a prayer. There's been a jewellery school in Victoria Street in Birmingham for over 100 years. Refurbished in 1994, first purpose-built school of jewellery in Europe for over 20 years. Incidentally, this year's Eurovision trophy was made by a student of the school, Alonkarat Unyawan. There she is, seen here in action, putting the finishing touches to the enamel Slovakian flag. Slovakia it is then, the conductor, Vladimir Valovic. Good man yourself, Vladimir. It's a grand smile. Give it some welly now on behalf of Slovakia. A prayer.
Láska nása stráca, mám strach, ako prežiť bez spoločných snov. Túžim sa vrátiť, zastaviť čas, veriť smutku, že utečie s tmou. Odchádzaš preč a dúfaš, že nájdeš ten svet, ktorý láka ťa leskom a slávou. Vzdávaš sa nás a popieraš lásku, tak choď, bež si rýchlo bez zbytočných klamstiev a falošných slov. Zaženíme smutok, chcem lásku a vášeň, chcem oddanosť nebu, chcem všetko, čo mám.
za nás. Zostal si sám a viem, že sa blíži ten deň, keď sa vrátiš, ja viem, ten deň príde. Čakám ťa, poď, spolu zaženme smútok, chcem lásku a vášeň, chcem oddanosť dnevu, chcem všetko, čo mám.
I think we've seen a winner yet, but that may well be the best of the Eastern European entries. That's Katarina Hasprova from Slovakia.
Wonderful, isn't that great? So Katarina Hasprova with Molitva, Slovakia, 1998. Right, we're going to take a look, as I said, the Eurovision Song Contest 1993 pre-selection round. Yes, or pre-qualifying round. Put it that way. Now, in the run-up to the 93 contest, which was taking place in Mill Street, County Cork, yes, in the beautiful Republic of Ireland, my home country, or homeland almost. I'm half Irish, so there you go. So, in the run-up to the contest, the European Broadcasting Union finally started to grapple with the explosion in the number of potential participating countries, which caused by a disillusion in the Eastern Bloc of Europe. And also with the disintegration of Yugoslavia, which had traditionally been the only communist country to take part in the contest, for the first time then, a pre-qualifying round was introduced, but only for countries that had either never participated in the contest at all, or in the case of former republics of Yugoslavia, had not previously competed as nations in their own right. This was, however, merely a sticking plaster measure that was plainly not suitable for the solution for future years, as it would not be seen by a remotely, you know, equal. But in the meantime, Croatia, Bosnia, Hungary, Slovenia, Slovakia, Romania, and Estonia were left to battle it out in a special competition in Ljubljana on the 3rd of April. For a mere 3 places available in the grand final in Mill Street. And after some extremely tight voting, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Croatia and Slovenia edged through. Okay, so in order of placings, we're going to go from 7th up to 4th place. And obviously, Slovenia, Croatia and Bosnia all qualified. But we're going to hear the pre-qualified songs. So we're going to start off with the Romanian song. In 7th place, with 38 points, shall I say. It's from Dida Dragan with the song Nu Pelka. Enjoy this one.
Nu vreau
you probably realised why that didn't qualify. It came last. Okay, we're going to go to the Hungarian song that came sixth in that pre-selection round with 44 points. This is from Andrea Zuclak with the song Avra Regel, which means Orphan Mourning. Hungary pre-selection for the 1993 Eurovision Song Contest.
Egyedül ébredek, nem ölesz át. Nem felel senki, ha kérdezek, nincs itt más. Üres a szomszéd ágy. Árva reggel, kávé sok nekem, amit itt hagytál. Hú, még nem hiszem, de elmúlt egy szerelem, máshol jársz. Üres a szomszéd áll.
Oh, well, I think that was a lovely, beautiful song there by Andrea Zuclak, there, Orphan Mourning. Well, they came fifth place with 47 points. Next up was the Estonian song for the 1993 Eurovision Song Contest pre-selection round, and I'm going to try and do my best in Estonian here. This is Janka Silalma with the song Mõlid Meid Jal Melahudit, which means hassle-free mind and a light heart. This is a very, very sweet song, lovely song here for Estonia, 1993.
Mutta voi
there was a lot of lovely sweet songs back there in 1993, and if that went to Eurovision in 93, do you think that could have done better than Sylvie Vrait the following year for Estonia in 94? She only got 2 points, didn't she? She came second last, but oh, God rest in peace, Sylvie Vrait. What an amazing singer she was, and what a performance, too. We'll have to play that Estonia 94 entry again very soon. But the song that almost qualified with 1 point, so Croatia qualified with in third place with 51 points, but this was in fourth place with 50 points. So Slovakia could have gone to Eurovision 93, but Croatia just got in front. So the Slovakian entry for the 93 pre-selection round was from a artist called Alan, and the song was called Hemista na Navraju, which means amnesty. So enjoy this one. Well, I really love that, didn't you? Well, that was actually the group called Alan and Menisti Amistia na Valiu for Slovakia's 1993 Eurovision pre-selection round. Well, That's it for me, Kieran Tussius, and for the Eurovision Showcase for another week. Make sure you join us next Sunday, 5 p.m. here on Forest FM. You can download our previous shows as a podcast by just going to Podbean, iTunes, or any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. You'll find us there. And it'd be great to also hear from you by tweeting us at ESC Showcase. And also you can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on your Facebook search engine. But guys, thank you for joining me. I have been Kieran Tussiot. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. And have a nice day.